Lines. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number three of the program. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Frank, you got to turn down whatever the hell that is. Let's turn that off. Frank, are you there? All right, put him back on hold. 800-259-9231. And so in the meantime, we will continue the discussion from earlier tonight. We started the show out, Mark, with a blog post from somebody who's in the mini bike business, the mini cycles, I guess they are called.
And ATVs.
And miniature ATVs, bikes and ATVs designed for children, young people, people under the age of 12 or 13. And as it turns out now, there's a new federal law that has been passed, or new regulations. I don't even know if it was an actual law. Maybe it was. Anyway, this consumer...
Sort of interpretations of a law that was passed, is my understanding.
Correct.
Federal interpretations of a law that was passed.
Yep. The Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act is specifically what we're talking about here, and we're going to continue discussing how this is affecting people. Only really kind of scratched the surface. We know that... The people that are dealing these products are having their lives turned upside down right now. I mean, this last couple weeks for them has been an amazing experience where a lot of them, completely out of the blue, received letters from their original equipment manufacturer saying, hey, just want to let you know you've got 10 days and you're going to have to pull all of these products from your shelves. You can no longer sell various different anything that has to do with these miniature cycles and miniature ATVs. Not only the actual machines themselves, but replacement parts and even safety gear. They're prohibited from being sold. Now, some of the products will be allowed back onto the marketplace once they've been labeled with stickers that say that they are not intended for sale or use from anyone under the age of 13. So some products will be allowed to continue to be sold, but if you are spotted actually using them, if you try to go to a dirt track, for instance, and you've got your 10-year-old son and he wants to go speed around on his little mini cycle that you bought for him, that's apparently going to be a crime, too. So the actual use of these products, even the existing products that are in the marketplace that have already been sold, are now a prohibited, it's actual prohibited action to utilize them. So many of the dirt tracks are basically pulling back and saying, well, we're just not going to have to, we just can't allow kids here anymore. Which is the bulk of their business, the kids and their families. So I want to talk a little bit more about what's happening to some of these dealers here. Again, one of these men from the stories from MyValleyNews.com, R.J. Savage, the owner of one of the shops in wherever the hell this is, says that they had been sent a notice to pull all of the safety gear in addition to the actual hardware. He's had to pull helmets, boots, goggles, gloves, pants, and knee guards off of their showroom floor. He says, yeah, that's really looking out for children's safety because all that gear has to be tested for lead, too. We're a small boutique dealer. Over 400 families nationwide race out of this store. No more donations in helping out the Risk Safety Foundation or the volunteer education, outreach, and community fundraising efforts or of the fire, or rather, the fundraising efforts of the Fire Police NX team that we support. They just can't do that stuff anymore. All the various different community efforts they've been engaged in, you pull their business from them, they can't support those efforts. He says, the problem is my business is down 70% year-to-date over this time last year. Now the federal government is taking away an additional 40% of my revenue that's directly mini-market related. He says, I'm done. The MX industry is getting completely disassembled. I have $200,000 in inventory that I can't sell, and I'm paying interest on $180,000 of that, meaning he took out a loan to buy that inventory. It's what it sounds like to me.
Either that or they sold it to him on terms of some sort.
Right. And now what do you do with it? You've been told you can't sell it anymore. It's going to be a federal crime to sell the inventory that you stocked up hoping you could sell in 2009.
I'd just keep it open, keep the store open and sell it.
And risk a jail sentence?
They won't give you a jail sentence. They'll try to shut you down, but at least you'll have sold some stuff by then.
That's a good point. Unfortunately, Mark, most people aren't as disobedient as you are willing to be. And he goes on, he says, I know I'm not the only one. This is a national travesty. The burden of layoffs.
Sell it online. You'll be safer.
The burden of layoffs is next. Jeremy Howe, the sales manager of Callaway Motorsports in Riverside, received his first do not sell notice from one of the OEMs 3 weeks ago, saying that at this time, it seems nothing is being done. The CPSC don't want to seem to correct the problem. Well, that's because to the CPSC, the government bureaucracy enforcing this, there is no problem. To them, they're just doing their jobs.
Right. Their lives aren't being ruined by this tyrannical bit of nonsense.
No, their bureaucracy is probably going to expand because now they're going to need some more investigators and some more processors and various other bureaucrats to continue running this awful idea of a program. They're being counterproductive to what they're trying to do, he says. They seem so destined to get our youth off of off-highway vehicles. It's insane. It's un-American. I understand. Now, listen to this part. I understand the intent, as one of the business owners, the intent to protect children from lead poisoning grossly painted on general consumer products, that's fine. I'm all for that protection where it's been an issue by acceptable definition and public concern. But to paralyze an industry where there's never been an issue, what the heck? Well, allow me to explain. Because of your attitude, sir, you who had just said that, oh, well, I understand all of these regulations on those other businesses. That's fine.
Yep.
Our business hasn't had problems, so therefore there's no need for regulation. Leave us alone.
Right.
Until you are prepared to stand up for those other businesses.
Screw you and your 180 grand, pal. That's how I feel.
Yep.
You know, I got no sympathy for somebody who, you know, doesn't take the time to look into how this can destroy someone else's business. He's only concerned about his industry.
Well, you say you have no sympathy, but I can empathize with the situation because we've all probably been there at one point, Mark.
I can empathize. I understand. Like, right. I don't care if somebody else gets shot as if somebody in my family gets shot. But, you know, when he stands out there and says, don't shoot my family, shoot somebody else's family, though, then I got no sympathy for him.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, take a little, before you open your trap, take a little time to think about it.
So this is a big problem. This mentality
I'll
that people have.
I'll immediately forgive him as soon as he changes his mind and starts to defend everyone against this tyrannical crime. But, you know, until then,
yeah,
I got nothing for him.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm pretty much with you on that, Mark, but it's just a frustration because it's all over the place. This attitude is everywhere. And that's why I say you and I are probably guilty of having it at some point in the past. It reminds me of the time when I had dinner with my parents and there were a couple of other members of my family, my aunt and uncle, who live in Illinois, very close to the Chicago region, actually right outside of Chicago. And this was during the time at which they had passed the foie gras ban. And we discussed this extensively on Free Talk Live. Again, I've never even eaten foie gras. I believe it's goose liver. So I barely even understand what foie gras is. But one thing I understand is that if I wish to be free, and I do, then I have to allow others to also be free. And it seems like most people just don't get that. Most people, they don't give a flip. How many ways to sunset you infringe upon other people's freedoms? And it was perfectly, it was personified perfectly by my aunt and uncle. When this issue came up at dinner, we were talking about this, about the foie gras ban in Chicago. And since they live nearby, I was curious as to what they thought about it. Well, we don't eat foie gras. Okay. So you're not concerned with the freedom of others to choose for themselves what it is that they put in their bellies. You're not concerned with that at all. Nope. We don't eat foie gras. I mean, I'm paraphrasing the conversation here. But
right.
that was the gist.
Once they said that, I don't care.
Right. That was the gist of the conversation is we don't eat it, so it doesn't affect us, so therefore it's no big deal. You need to step outside of the box and see the bigger picture. Anytime somebody else's freedom is infringed upon, it does affect you long term because it creates this mentality that, oh, well, freedom infringement here and there is okay. It's okay. Here and there,
as long as it's not me.
And then it becomes 100,000.
Yes, as long as it's not me.
Right, then it becomes 100,000 heres and theres where a freedom is being infringed upon, and eventually it will come around to you. These guys in this ATV industry, they didn't think it was going to hit them, but here it is. Now it's your turn, guys. More on the way, 800-259-9231. What will it take for you to stand up in defense of others' freedoms? It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features, including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you on the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI and the principal over there, Jason Osborne are the biggest sponsors of Free Talk Live. They love Liberty, and they're good folks. So if you could, you got a business, turn over the accounts receivable to SACL CAI. I trust with my business, SACL CAI.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so a little bit more here on this mini bike ban. They are completely, the government people are completely destroying an industry. And as we see so many times, the people in the industry are completely blindsided by this. Well, wait a minute. There's no safety problem with our industry. Everything has been fine, and now this? Well, it's all right if you go after the people that are making strollers, and it's all right if you go after the baby rattle makers and the wood toy block manufacturers. That's all fine. I mean, there are some safety issues over there. You should regulate them, but leave us alone. Just let us do our business. And it's just such a common viewpoint. And you know, Mark, they do say that people get the government they deserve, don't they?
They say that a lot.
I don't feel like I'm getting the government that I deserve, but I think that's going to change over time. Because right now, most people think the way these people do. They only are concerned about their own little world, and they only take action when someone threatens to infringe upon their own little world. They are not concerned for what's going on down the street, and they're not concerned for the infringements upon freedom that are happening somewhere else in the very own town that they live in. It's like we were talking about earlier with one of the city councilors here in the Keene area of New Hampshire saying she just likes to go along to get along. Everything's fine. In her world, everything's fine. She gets to go and she gets to run her she manages a couple of business complexes in town. So yeah. She's just going about her happy little life managing the business complexes and everything's fine. She's collecting her rent, fixing the occasional problems as they come up. Nothing has threatened to destroy her job. So everything's cool. She did mention that she was well aware that some of her kids might have engaged in marijuana consuming at some point. Perhaps they still do. I don't know about that. But since none of them have been arrested, then everything's fine. Doesn't matter to her that other people's kids have been arrested. It doesn't matter that all of the lives that are being destroyed within a system that she even has some control over. None of this matters to her because it doesn't affect her. Or at least that's her perception. But I say it does. All of this affects all of us. Every regulation that is put down upon any industry affects everybody because costs increase as a result of that, and it throws off the economy. And every person that's put into a jail cell, even if you've never met them before, also affects the economy. And you're taking a productive individual out of the workplace, somebody who likely has a job. Most drug users are responsible drug users. They've got jobs. You're taking those people out of the workplace. You're putting them in a prison cell. You're affecting the economy. You're making it so that the taxpayers have to pay more to put that person in prison, whereas that guy was supporting himself, and he was working at a productive career.
Now we're all supporting him.
Right. So to say that none of this affects you is completely ignorant. Just because the status quo might be comfortable for you in that you've got your job and you've got your television, you've got your beer, and you've got all these wonderful accoutrements of life, just because that might all be true for you doesn't mean you aren't being affected. And it doesn't mean that you won't be next, as the people in the mini ATV, the mini cycle business have now discovered in the hard way, unfortunately. There's a little bit more here from the story at myvalleynews.com talking about the retailers that have had to pull products off of their shelves, in many cases leaving them in hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt. One of the other shop owners, Gus Yatsadas, was calmly hopeful. He said, "I'm optimistic that this will heal itself. With the unintended consequences forced on the industry, I'm sure our industry leaders can help repair this matter. At our retail level, we can't do anything. The OEMs are strapped by the government commission, and so are we. 40% of our business comes from the families supporting the mini bike kids industry. I now have $100,000 in inventory in storage that we're paying interest on. Not good." So the defeatist mentality is also something that we really need to work on. Not only the issue of, as we were discussing, being concerned for the freedoms of others, I think that's an important thing, mm-hmm. but also the defeatist mentality. The idea that, well, there's nothing we can do. Hopefully it'll all shake out in the long run. We'll write up some petitions and tell them that we're really angry about this. Hey, you, you're supposed to be my representative. Why aren't you representing me? I'm really upset. That's about all they're going to do, right? They're going to contact their so-called representatives and their so-called leaders, and they're going to beg. They're going to contact the CPSC. They're going to have a big campaign. Talks about later in the article how there's an industry, like a convention going on where they've got computers set up where you can go and you can type out a message to the CPSC and let them know what you think. Give them a piece of your mind.
Well, Ian, I understand where you're coming from on this, that enough people got together that they could stand up to them. However, that's not really the way things work. I mean, just because I stand up to the government doesn't mean I can expect anyone else to stand up with me. I might just be the guy that they stand on the wall and shoot. And that's not where people want to be.
I understand that, but
these guys are dangerous. They have guns.
Sure.
They'll use them.
I'm with you, Mark. I understand the concerns, and I understand the fear. But until people defeat the fear, the government people will never stop. I don't believe they'll ever stop until people get over their fear of being that man on the wall, of being the first one to be plucked off.
To some extent, it's so. But they're not going to defeat that fear. You just don't see a lot of people who aren't hungry. I mean, by hungry,
yeah.
I mean lacking food. You don't see them rioting. You just don't see much of
these guys are $100,000 in debt, and they're not rioting.
They've got food.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, credit's easy, or was recently in the United States. They've got a house. They're eating. They've got cars. They're putting gas in them.
You know, this isn't even one of those situations, though, Mark, where it's just one business owner that's being targeted to the benefit of the others. Everybody who's in this mini-cycle industry is being hurt by this. So you'd think they could get together with one another and come up with something a little more powerful than let's beg. Something. I don't know what it would be. I'm not in that industry. You know, like you suggested earlier, keep selling the stock. If your business is going to be put out of business anyway.
One of the problems with that is that people don't have mini cycle stores. They have motorcycle stores.
And it's a portion of their business.
Now, what I would recommend, in fact, they do is that they, you know, start an online business and tell their customers, this is where you can go to get the stuff, and then, you know, sort of do this surreptitious business out of, say, a storage unit across town. You put all your stuff in there, you take pictures, and you sell it on, I don't know if eBay is going to work, because
they might reject you.
They'll reject it, but make an online store, do it that way, and sell it surreptitiously, you know, put the store overseas so the government can't come after it, and, you know, do your thing.
I understand that, Mark, and I'm all in favor of agorism and working in the underground economy, but I think it'd be better if they got together and had a blowout clearance sale all together or something like that on the same weekend when it was illegal to do so and just flip their nose at these government people.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and even a webcam all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, now with instructions as to how you can listen live to our streams on your smartphone or internet-enabled mobile device. All of that is at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. We're going to try you out.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome back. How are you, sir?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad. I'm going back down memory lane, and in the late 60s, early 70s, all the kids in 7th and 8th grade, you know, had their mini bikes and would, you know, drive around the neighborhood illegally without licenses because they couldn't be licensed. And, you know, the cops would be occasionally driving around trying to stop them. And, you know, yeah, it's part of the American experience. Even the Jackson 5 had mini bikes in Beverly Hills, you know, and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of tragic. Considering, too, that most people that had mini bikes and that didn't get killed on them as kids or severely injured ended up, you know, being successful in buying motorcycles later in life and stuff. And, I mean, it was always like a rite of passage. And I can't believe in New Hampshire where mini bikes and sort of snowmobiles and all of that expensive recreational vehicle personal stuff for kids, you know, is such an important part of the culture that, you know, they would be shutting down such a viable industry. And
this is nationwide, in case that wasn't made clear.
Oh, yes, it's nationwide.
This is nationwide.
You know, that's even more sad because it's going to deprive people of those wonderful experiences. And let's face it, we all know they're dangerous. That was really the fun of them.
Well,
you know,
one of the business owners pointed out that he was concerned, and we didn't get to this part of the article, it's a very lengthy article, but one of the points he says that he's really concerned. I mean, as far as safety is concerned, what about those parents that are going to be so upset about this that they're going to go out and buy a 150cc engine device and put their kid on that?
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it. You know, this is part of the righthood, what is it, the passage from childhood into adolescence and adulthood. And I mean, it's part of the American experience. To deprive the kids of their mini bikes and their snowmobiles is un-American. And you know what? If the mini bike manufacturers and the snowmobile people put their money into the political action committee and gave a couple hundred thousand to a few senators and congressmen, they'd be given incentives for people to buy mini bikes and things. Let's face it, America is a whore, and if you don't have the money to pay to play, you don't get to play, and you get screwed. That's the American way, and I feel bad
for
everyone.
That. If the mini bike manufacturers had had better lobbyists in D.C.,
absolutely.
You're probably right.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. So we looked at this situation off and on throughout the night, and I mentioned earlier that this particular piece of legislation was brought out during 2008. It's the 2008 Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act. And I want to just remind people out there that might be listening to the siren song of those so-called conservative Republicans that are out there real talking hard against the Barack Obama administration and the socialism in America. They're making waves out there with the conservatives, making them sound like they're, you know, making themselves sound like they're actually in favor of smaller government. Just want to throw a warning out there to those of you who might be suckered in by that siren song again, because it's the same thing that happens every time. The Democrats are in control.
Nonsense.
The Republicans start talking about small government again, so the Americans believe them. They reelect the Republicans. The Republicans prove they're not interested whatsoever in small government, and the cycle continues on and on. So I just want to throw out this reminder here that this all happened during Republican control in Washington, D.C. In addition to that, let's take a look. Since we're talking about the Republicans and what they're, you know, so upset about now with Barack Obama, now all of a sudden the Republicans are finding their roots. They're back to liberty again.
Yep.
Well, what are they doing? Somebody mentioned this Tea Party earlier in the show tonight. Have you heard about this, Mark? The Tea Parties that are supposed to go on all around the country?
In Washington, D.C. and Chicago and that kind of thing. I've been
all over the place.
To them.
Yeah, all over the place. And it was all as a result of something that a pundit said on, I think it was CNBC. It was one of the guys on the floor at the, you know, Wall Street, where they've got the cameras in the trading floor, and there's some guy shouting in the camera. And he was talking about how, you know, they're talking about the Obama bailout of the mortgages, basically, and showing how upset he was. And he called for a tea party, and apparently that blew up into actual so-called tea parties. So what happened at these tea parties? Because they apparently went down over
a lot of Republican talking about Republican stuff.
Well, here's the story from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Critics of President Barack Obama's stimulus plan gathered beneath the arch Friday to cheer speeches over a bullhorn and toss tea into the Mississippi River. A few conservative activists organized and promoted the rally with help from talk radio hosts. Pleased with the turnout and 35-degree bluster, leaders said they had stolen a page from liberal tradition by taking to the streets with homemade signs. Bill Hennessy of Baldwin, the lead organizer, said, "If I'd known this many people would show up, I'd have charged admission. We'll do this every chance we get until Congress repeals the pork or we retire them from public life." Hennessy estimated that more than 1,000 people showed up. There was no official count, but the crowd spilled across roughly one-fourth of the grand staircase from the arch to some boulevard nearby. Former state senator was there speaking and said that we conservatives are usually pretty pathetic at making crowds, but this one's good. Now, there's more to the story, obviously, but just to give you some idea here, essentially what they did was they had tea, little bags of tea, and they poured it into the water there in St. Louis and, again, all around the country. And
bags of tea that they poured into water? What?
There's a picture of a girl with a bag, like a little plastic baggie, pouring tea into the water.
So it's liquid tea?
No, I believe it's... I don't believe
tea
that's
leaves.
Liquid.
Crushed tea.
Yeah, I think it's the okay. actual product that turns into tea when you add water to it.
Okay. It is not a tea bag.
No, not a tea bag that I can tell.
I would call that littering.
Right, right. No,
I wouldn't call crushed tea leaves littering, but I would call tea leaves in a bag littering.
So look at these Republicans with their little activist training wheels on. Isn't this cute? They're going out pretending like they're doing something. Now, look, I'm all in favor of it. Everybody has to start somewhere, right? Everybody has to start on the path to a greater understanding at some point. We've all been there. We've all been ignorant. I disagree with what Tom said earlier, calling people stupid. I think most people are just ignorant about the reality of the situation that we're in. And the reality here that they're ignorant of is that this Tea Party nonsense, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. Like you said, Mark, they have a bunch of Republicans come out and speak and speechify and get the Republicans, get the current Republicans, which is the people that show up to something like this, all riled up and, all right, we're going to show them next election season. Just give us a couple more years here and we're going to get our people in and they're going to make this country work right, because they sure made it work right in the 8 years that George W. Bush was in charge. Oh, wait, no, George Bush drastically increased the size and the scope and the intensity of the federal government, the expense. He drastically increased that, far greater than Bill Clinton did in the 1990s. So they're being snookered again, Mark. It's happening all over again.
I don't have a lot of hope for... You know, it's going to take a certain level of synergy, Ian. I don't have much hope. This is why I'm a secessionist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do anything on a national scale, because the people that are like me, that think sort of, they're sort of economically conservative, they're going to be like, oh, well, there's nobody vote for about the Republicans, so let's get behind Republicans.
Yep.
And then, you know, they get behind whatever Republicans the closest to that they believe might have a chance of winning. Well, Ron Paul won't win, so we'll support Mitt Romney. And then Mitt Romney loses. Well, now we got to go with John McCainiac, but he's a lot better than Barack Obama. And, you know, it's just so sick and sad.
And, of course, the talk radio hosts come in with their standard name-calling. And this is the best they've got. Dana Loesch, a radio host on a local talk station, revved up the rally, served as MC, signs waved around her, including Pork, the new red meat, and King Barack III in the House of Lards. Aren't they witty and aren't they cute? Boy, just keep calling them names. That's going to change things. Let's dump some tea into the harbor out of our little plastic baggies and show people that we mean business. Come on. 800-259-9231. Does anybody really think this is going to do anything to change things?
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. And if you like the show, then you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, you can probably find it at Amazon. They've got dozens of categories, including used items, so you can even save a few more dollars on Amazon's already low prices. Just enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and we'll get a percentage. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And if you are looking for marital aid slash adult product, that sorts of thing, well, I recommend you go to AdamEve.com, because they've got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off of toys as low as $6.95, regular price, featuring over 18,000 adult entertainment products, lingerie, over 350 movies. 10 million customers swear by their product quality at AdamEve.com. Again, use our discount code to save yourself 50% on your first item. That's AdamEve.com. AdamEve.com. Discount code is FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so we continue with your phone calls. Dave is on the line in Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was listening to the podcast from this weekend, and I guess I'm noticing a pattern I'm sure you guys are aware of, that the you really get a lot more statist calls on the Saturday show. Have you figured that out?
Well, on Saturday we're on significantly more stations than we're when we're on weekdays.
That's true.
I think it's like three times as many stations. So what you'll hear is, especially in Florida and WFTL, WFLA, what's the one in Indianapolis?
WXNT.
You'll find people that are listening to the big talk station in town hearing us sometimes for the first time ever, and they cannot believe the stuff that they hear. First off, they hear voices that are younger than what they normally hear on the radio, so therefore they don't carry quite that weight of wisdom. People believe the older you are, the more you know about the world. Yeah, just nonsense.
And we're not echoing the Republican talk show talking points, so they're really confused by that. And that's one of the reasons why the Saturday show is just so much fun, because there are so many average folks just happening to tune on in, and it lends an interesting dynamic to the program. Ideally, all of the weekday shows should be like that. We just don't have enough affiliates to make it that way at this point.
Yeah, so the consistent theme that I get when they're calling in, and of course I get it when I'm talking with people, is if it's because it's on the books as a law, therefore it must be right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, I'm hearing that constantly, and I was the point I always reference when I hear that. I wonder if either of you have read Bastiat's The Law.
I have. It's been years.
Yeah, that's really kind of the root of it right there. That's where Bastiat explains that the proper role, the only role of law, is to protect life, liberty, and property. And mm-hmm. when law is used, or legislation, man-made legislation is used to take away life, liberty, or property, that's just plunder, and there's and it's completely illegitimate.
I'm with you, man. No doubt about it. And it's getting people to understand that it is a real trick. And over time, after they hear it often enough, it'll sink in and it'll make sense to them. It's like we hear from these people sometimes on Saturday nights. I remember there was a lady probably in her 40s, I would guess, that called from Tampa to say that it's kind of a typical story of the Free Talk Live listener that when she first heard us, she was outraged. And 3 weeks later, she's drank the Kool-Aid and she's on board with liberty. And hey, that's great. However long it takes, whether it's 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, it'll get to you. The ideas of freedom are persuasive.
I respect your optimism, Ian. I don't know how it's ever going to become a mass movement again. That people...
It's happening right now. Well, you want to know how? Look to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's a deliberate movement of people gathering together for a common purpose. And the common purpose is to live free. And it's starting, it's already underway. We can see how effective it is when we have dozens of people showing up for somebody who's just been accused of marijuana possession. Tomorrow morning, Andrew Carroll, one of the civilly disobedient protesters here in New Hampshire, is going to be arraigned. Also, Mike Barsky, another activist, is going to be arraigned on charges of organizing something, a public gathering, without asking for permission first. And there are going to be probably a couple dozen people at least there backing those guys up. And that's how it's all starting. And it's only just barely begun. So take that vision and expand it out times 100 and try to imagine what that means. I honestly can't really imagine what it means, but I know it means change, and it means change in a positive direction as far as I'm concerned, and there's really no reason not to be optimistic. I mean, if I wasn't optimistic, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this radio show.
If I
wasn't optimistic, I'd probably just be hunkering down and just trying to go along to get along like so many other people are.
I've been following the Free State Project for years, since back to when I remember back when they were just voting on what state they were going to go to and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I own a business here in Michigan, so my ability to pack up and head out is somewhat more limited. But hey, if the government succeeds in completely destroying the dollar, wipes out the economy, and takes my business down with it, maybe I'll be over there fighting with you guys.
Yeah, not much choices at that point, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and I hope it really doesn't end up being a fight. I don't like thinking about it as a fight. I think that the voluntary society is an inevitability. I think that it is coming. It's just a question of when it actually arrives is really the only thing that is to be determined. In fact, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network recently wrote up an excellent email to one of the local city councilors here, again, Cynthia. We talk about her so much. He wrote up an email to her, and I'm encouraging him to post it publicly because he really spent a lot of time. It was very lengthy, just going into how, look, this is what's happening. You guys can keep fighting. It's that they're the ones that are really fighting. They're fighting to keep the status quo. They're fighting against the changes that, it, again, as I say, I believe are absolutely inevitable. Mankind is going to evolve to its next greatest vision of what it could be of itself, and it is going in that direction. Now, do the old guard? I mean, are they going to put up a lengthy fight, or how many people are they going to hurt between now and the complete arrival of the voluntary society? There's no way to know. All of those decisions lie with those individuals as far as how long they will continue to resist this viewpoint. But as more people continue to gather in New Hampshire, as more activism continues to pop up all over the place, of both a political and an apolitical market-based mentality, activism all across the spectrum, as it continues to build in popularity and more people come here, they will realize at some point that their days are numbered, and they'll either have to come on board with the ideas of freedom or go find some of the remaining pockets of the world in the case of the initial phases, will be everywhere but New Hampshire. Go somewhere else where your tyrannical ways are more appreciated, because they won't be here, and it's only a matter of time. Thanks for the call tonight.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, because it has to go that direction. Seems
that
inevitable to me.
That liberty's going to spread?
I don't know if it'll. I don't know how fast it'll spread,
you know,
but I think it'll work here in New Hampshire because people with the intention to create more freedom for themselves are coalescing into one location for the first time since, well, maybe the original American Revolution.
I see action, and I see people moving. So I've seen action along the way. I've seen more action now. I'm seeing people continuing to move. To me, that means there will be more action in the future. I'm seeing people are standing against the government, new big laws, things like that. I think that it'll be a real watershed when we start actually getting rid of old, nasty laws. But, mm-hmm. Currently we're just trying to keep the new nasty ones from coming into play. We've had our wins, we've had our losses, but we're doing a heck of a lot better from what I can tell from any place that I've ever seen or heard of.
We are creating the voluntary society right now, and it is coming. It's just a matter of when.
I'd just rather see a much more limited republic.
That when can be here sooner rather than later with your assistance. We continue with Justin in Canada. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a question about a friend. She lives in California,
mm-hmm.
and she owns two houses down there, and she's going down pretty quickly, and she's wanting to sell them, and I don't know a lot about the real estate, especially in America, and I'm wondering if you guys have any insight on what to do. She does want to get rid of both of them, and the best idea she's had so far was to short sale them.
I like Sam's approach.
Yeah, Sam's approach was good, and basically what he did was every week he lowered the price of the house by $1,000. What that did was it created urgency in the minds of people who were watching the house and caused them to, think, oh, who's going to get it before me?
Yeah, I better make a move on this or else someone's going to snatch it up. I wish we had more time to discuss it with you. Thanks for the call tonight. You can call back tomorrow if you want to expound. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.